Right, as well as kicking over my rockery this morning, the postman has kindly brought me my Pop Station value pack. As you can see, the box bears a vague resemblance to the PSP one, obviously by complete coincidence, and in no way as a cynical marketing ploy to get people to buy this piece of crap. The value pack features earphone, hand strap, and what they laughingly call a colour display. Back of the box has got the four available games on. This one's a soccer one, as you can see a man with a biro has helpfully pointed out in the factory. There's also Street Fighter, Submarine Invasion and Fortress Guardian. It takes three AAA batteries and has a really bad description of the function keys in a completely generic fashion that makes no sense whatsoever. Inside the box we have a manual written entirely on a single sheet of toilet paper in Pidgin English. It covers all four games. The much-touted earphones, which are even worse than the ones that came with the first-generation iPod. A hand strap, which I wouldn't trust with, well, anything at all, frankly. And of course, the Pop Station itself. Lovely. Batteries go in the back, and it features an array of PlayStation-similar buttons, most of which don't actually do anything. Power switch on the top. As you can see, it's sort of a semi-colour screen, based on the game and watch type thing. You've got LEDs at the side which really don't do anything apart from glare in your eyes. And the soccer game itself, basically the pitch is several screens tall and you have to kick up and down until you get to the goal, at which point the goalie doesn't do anything and lets the ball straight in. I'll attempt to play it quickly. God knows why. Yep, your player flashes on and off. You can select which player you're actually controlling when they don't have the ball. I think I'm shooting upwards. Can't actually tell. Nope, I think I'm about to concede a goal. Yes, there it is. The annoying piece of music plays whenever you switch from one part of the pitch to another, making it even more irritating than it looks. There is a pause button that works. The sound can be turned off, thankfully. Although then you don't really know when you've changed part of the pitch or not. And there's a reset button for no good reason whatsoever. And I'm now going to turn that off because it's making my ears bleed. And there you have it.